اللهم رب هذه دعوته تامه واشرف مقدمتنا. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ان الحمد لله تعالى نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، واشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله بالهدى والدين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. وقال سيدنا مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن أصدق حديث كتاب الله، وخير حدي حدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وأن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فيقول الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم، يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة أما أرضعت، وتدع كل ذات حمل حملها، وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد. Brothers and sisters in Islam, all praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عما يقولون علوا كبيرا. We ask Allah for guidance. We ask Allah for mercy. I heard a very good statement by someone. I was in a barbershop today, and I don't know if this person was a Muslim. I don't think that they were. But best assured, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of not only the Muslims. You know, that's one of the mistakes that we make a lot. We think that He's only our Lord. You know, like Allah says in Quran, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَعَبُدُوا هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. He's my Lord, He's your Lord, therefore worship Him. But she said how she calls, when she calls on her Lord, she mentions her name and tells Him specifically the place that she's in, even though He knows. I thought that was kind of slick. I thought that was a good thing. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us specific things to do with respect to at-taqarrub ilayhi, getting close to Him. Some things are specific. Most specifically are the things that He has made incumbent upon the Muslim. Those are the most important things. Like the five salats, like zakat, like hajj, like siyam. But He didn't limit the ways that people can praise Him or call upon Him. So I'm always astonished when I hear somebody finding another way to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to call upon His help. You know, there was a Muslim woman during the time of the Khulafa al-Rashidin, who got up on the top of a roof. In fact, Ibn Jawzi wrote a little story about her in his book about the companions and the tabi'een and the tabi'een and some of the salaf. He wrote a book called Sifat al-Safwa. And he wrote about descriptions of different actions of companions. So he chronicled this action. Somebody recorded this action. They didn't even know her name. But it was a woman who got up on the roof of her house early in the morning before Salat al-Fajr. And she got up on the roof of her house and she said, "Oh Allah, here I am standing on my roof in the middle of the night and no one's watching me, but I want you to know that I'm calling on you right now." Somebody heard her and said, "Wow, that's deep." And they recorded it and it became part of the record of the biographical information about early Muslims. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one time he was making salat and he came up from the ruku' and he said, "Sami'a Allahu liman hamida." Right? "Sami'a Allahu liman hamida." Allah hears the one that praises him. So somebody was in the line behind him. And he said, "Rabbana wa lakal hamd, hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi." And the Prophet didn't say to say this. They were people get excited when they hear about Allah. Sometimes people call on Allah in the most strangest of ways and strangest of places. And Allah allows for that. What He doesn't allow is that we worship other than Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But don't think that you got the monopoly on how to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He don't. Nobody has. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the salah, he said, "Who said that?" Because this was added. The Prophet didn't say, you know, "Rabbana wa lakal hamd, hamdan kathiran tayyiban mubarakan fi." He didn't say to say that. So he said, who said that? So, you know, of course the Prophet asked the question, alayhi salatu wasalam. They have to answer. No one's going to be untruthful at this juncture. So one person said, "I did, Ya Rasulullah. I did, O Messenger of Allah." The Prophet said, "Because when you said that, I saw 30-something angels rushing to see which one was going to be the first to write it down." Because they never heard that before. Because they get excited. Wow, subhanAllah. Yeah. One time there was a woman who came to the Prophet ﷺ and complained about her husband. Came to the Prophet, was complaining about the way her husband was treating her. And the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, he didn't have an answer for her. He didn't have an answer. You know, he just... And she became frustrated. So she went over his head. She said, "I'm taking my complaint directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, I'm demanding, you know, I'm asking for justice in my case." And she started to walk away. And then before she got out of eyesight of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Jibreel came to him with the verse, "Qad sami'a Allahu qawla allati tujadiluka fi zawjiha wa tashtaki ila Allah. Wallahu yasma'u tahawrakuma. Inna Allah sami'un basir." He said, "Verily Allah has heard the statement of the woman who was complaining to you about her husband, and then she was complaining to Allah, and Allah heard your private conversation. Verily He is all hearing and all seeing." And then Allah addressed the situation. That's the goodness of calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Day and night. That's why Allah says, "Qul, id'u Allah, aw id'u Rahman, fa ayyin ma tad'u, wa lahu asma'ul husna." He says, you can say, he says, say, call Him Allah, or call Him Ar-Rahman. No matter what you call Him, He has the beautiful names. Our brothers and sisters, my advice is for us to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says in the Quran, oh, you believe? اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. I seek refuge in Allah from the evil that exists within our own selves and from the evil outcome of every misdeed. And whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, no one can lead him astray. And whomever leaves him astray, no one can guide him. And I bear witness, there is no God except Allah. Allah is uniquely alone without any partners. And I bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a messenger of Allah, and he's a seal of the prophets. And the Prophet said, verily the most truthful of speech is the Book of Allah, and the best type of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the most evil of affairs are the innovated matters in religion. And every innovated matter is a deviation, and every deviation leads to that which is astray, and everything that leads to that which is astray will lead to the hellfire. Amen. Ba'd. For yaqulu Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Kitab, Ya ayyuhan nasu ittaqu rabbakum in zalzalati as-sa'ati shay'un 'azim yawma tarawnaha tadhhalu kullu murdi'atin amma arda'at wa tad'u kullu dhati hamlin hamlaha wa tara an-nasa sukara وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. Our brothers and sisters in Islam, you know, when the Quran came down, it came down different ways. Sometimes Jibreel came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam in the form of a man. That was the easiest. Sometimes it would hit him, like the Prophet saw some, he said, كَانَ يَأْتِينِي كَسَلْسَلَةِ الْجَرْسِ وَهُوَ أَشَدَّ عَلَيْهِ. He said, he used to come to me like a ringing of a bell, and that was the hardest for me. But the Quran, nevertheless, like it hits us, it would hit the Prophet ﷺ. Verses would come, it would just hit him. Like, wow. Sometimes it would be so profound to him that he was so intent on people not missing any part of it, he would try to repeat the words as Jibreel was telling him. He's trying to move his mouth to memorize it before Jibreel gets finished saying what he's saying. And one time, Jibreel was doing that, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, and he said, وَلَا تُحَرَّكْ لِسَانَكَ لِتَعَجَلَ بِي. Don't move your tongue to rush with this. إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا جَمْعُهُ وَالْقُرْآنَ. Allah says, verily we have the responsibility to gather it in your heart and to have it recited to you by Jibreel. وَإِذَا قَرَعْنَاهُ فَاتَّبِعْ قُرْآنًا. And so when we recite it to you, just follow, listen to the recitation. ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانًا. And after that, we'll make it clear to you. Because some of the verses that came down were so profound, it's like, just like when you read Qur'an right now, you may read, you say, SubhanAllah, whoa! Sometimes you see the things that we do as Muslims and you say, are we reading this? Y'all reading this, Joe? So one time the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he was in his tent, inside his tent. And Jibreel came to him with some verses from Surah Al-Hajj. And the Prophet rushed. So the verses were, Ya ayyuhan nasu ittaqu rabbakum inna zalzalati as-sa'ati shay'un 'azim yawma tarawnaha, etc. It says, oh you people, fear your guardian Lord, because the shaking that occurs on the day of judgment is a terrible thing. So when that came down, the Prophet it hit him so hard that before Jibreel finished the rest of the wahi, the Prophet ran outside of his tent. He said, Ya ayyuha nasu taqu rabbakum inna zalzalat as-sa'ati shay'un 'azim. He says, Oh people, fear your Lord, but verily the shaking of the hour is a terrible thing. Now when the verses, now in this verse Allah says, Yawma tarawnaha, on the day that you see it. Now he's talking about the hawl, the mashhad. They call it the mashhad, the place of witnessing. The mashhad yawman azim, Allah calls it. The witnessing of the terrible day, of that great day. Because the hellfire, we know that the majority of the people are going to be there, according to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how beautiful the life is and how we may think that we get away with disobeying Him and being the way that we want to be without any responsibility to the Lord that created us, we know that the hellfire is a real thing. And it should be part of our motivation as Muslims to be afraid. Right? Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا النَّارَ الَّتِي وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ. Fear the fire whose fuel will be men and stones. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةُ عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ لَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ مَا أَمَرَهُمْ وَيَفْعَلُونَ مَا يُؤْمَرُونَ. He says, O you people, O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from the hellfire whose fuel will be men and stones. عَلَيْهَا مَلَائِكَةٌ غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ. Over top of the hellfire will be angels. They are tough, harsh angels. غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ. They're tough. He put the tough jaws on the hellfire. He put the merciful jaws in the Jannah. Assalamu alaykum bima sabartum. You know, when people go in the Jannah, angels enter in every door. Once you arrive, inshallah ta'ala, may Allah give us all Jannah. Ameen. But once you arrive in Jannah, if you make it, right, they like give you salam, like, because they're congratulating you. You made it, man! Because they know everybody's not making it. The malaika know. They know everybody making that job. So when you make it, they're happy for you. They congratulate you, like Allah says in Quran. والملائكة يدخلون عليهم من كل باب سلام عليكم بما صبرتم ونعم عقب الدار. He says, and the angels يدخلون عليهم من كل باب, they shall enter upon them from every door, saying سلام عليكم بما صبرتم, peace be upon you, you've been patient and you made it. Isn't this a great abode? But the ones on the hellfire, he puts غِلَاظٌ شِدَادٌ. He puts the heavy ones. Every time they want to get out, they throw them back in. No, because people gonna be trying to get out there. You in the hellfire, you realize your first impulse, get me out of here. Let me out. Allah says, every time they want to get out, عِيدُوا فِيهَا, they're put back in. And say, it'll be said to them, this is عَذَابُ الْخُلْدِ. This is the everlasting punishment that you rejected. So what do we do, brothers and sisters, about the hellfire? What do we do while we're alive? What the smart person does is this. You take out some hellfire insurance with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what I would do. I would read the contract. Read Allah's contract to human beings. Got two types of this contract. One is the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's his contract. That is the contract of Allah with humanity, is in his book. This is the contract. It's the ahdun. That's why he talks about those people who break the contract. الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك عليهم لعنة ولهم سوء الدار. Talk about those people who break the contract. الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه. Those people who break the contract of Allah after they've made that contract. ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل. And they break off the relationships that Allah has commanded to maintain. وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And they cause corruption in the earth. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ لَعَنَةُ. On those are the curse of Allah. That's the contract. Everything with Allah is contractual. Know that, brothers and sisters. Everything with Allah has to do with contractual obligation, business, venturing, investment, smart investments, how you spend your time, how you spend your money, how you plan for the future. It's all connected. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, hal adullukum ala tijaratin tujikum al-adhabin alim. Talk about hellfire insurance? Here you go right here. O you who believe, هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم? Should I not direct you to a commerce that will save you from the painful chastisement? So Allah is saying, do you want to hellfire is hot. Do you want to get out? Do you want to away? هل أدلكم? Of course, yes, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Yeah, show us. How? How to get saved from that? تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Believe in Allah unconditionally. Unconditional belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَرَسُولِهِ. Unconditional belief in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. And you strive in the way of Allah with your money and yourselves. Now Allah mentions that's one way to get najat min an-nar. That's a type of hellfire insurance. Every Muslim, see, the thing about Allah's hellfire insurance is this is the good thing about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the merciful Lord that He is. He got a lot of different types of insurance. Because we all don't got the same type of insurance, even on our car insurance. Some people got full coverage. Some people got liability, limited liability. Some people got no deductible, $500 deductible, $1,000 deductible. Sometimes we got multi-coverage. We got it on our car, on our house, and rental insurance. They got all different types. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has different types of hellfire insurance that it doesn't guarantee you anything. Because you're working on the promise of Allah. It's contractual. It's contractual for Allah. We're working on the premise that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His wa'd, His promise is true. That's how you should work. On the premise, Allah, your promise is true. So I'm going to take out this hellfire insurance you're talking about. on the basis that you're telling the truth, that your promise is true, that you won't renege, like Allah says, "Inna Allaha la yukhliful mi'ad." Verily, Allah does not renege on His contracts. Or Allah said, like He says, "Waman asdaqa min Allahi qila." Now, who was more truthful in Allah? Who's more truthful than Allah in speech? But if you look in the contract, you look in the kitab, you'll find different things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, different things that the Prophet mentions, that all constitute a type of hellfire insurance, that if you do this thing right here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I'll save you from the hellfire if you do that. So many hadith. One verse, and I love this verse, because this is the easy one. This is the type of hellfire insurance for people who don't have too much. You know how you ever get that deal on the insurance where it don't cost you a whole lot, but it gets you a whole lot? This is one of them, Jones. Don't matter if you got bad credit with Allah or not. Don't matter what you did before, how many sins you got, how bad you were yesterday, you can still get in on this one. And it's one of the easiest things. That's why I love when people come to family nights and come to do things where there's gatherings of Muslims where there's food. That's why you should always do that. You should take the opportunity. Somebody tell you to feed somebody, you should just break it. Feed, what? Feed? Subhanallah. Because there's so much in that. There's so much khair in feeding food. So much goodness. Abu Huraira in the hadith in Sahih Muslim, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam first came into Medina, before he even settled his camel, and he's still walking, when he made the hijrah, he's walking into Medina, him and Abu Bakr. Everybody's coming out, oh, Rasulullah, how happy. One of the first things that he said, and this is before he stopped, he's still walking in. He said, Ayyuhannas. He said, oh people, ifshus salam, spread the salams. Salam alaikum, salam alaikum, salam alaikum. وَإِطْعِمُ الطَّعَامِ, and feed food to people. وَصَلُّوا وَالنَّاسِ نَيَامِ, and pray while people are sleeping. تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِالسَّلَامِ, and you'll enter paradise very, very easily. But in one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about the mentality, and this is the true mentality of the true believer. And this is one of the best types of hellfire insurance. He says, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطُّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. إِنَّا نُخَافُ مِنْ رَبِّنَا يَوْمًا عَبُوسًا قَمْطَرِيرًا فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ وَلَقَّاهُمْ نَضْرَةً وَسُرُورًا. Now Allah's talking about feeding food. Feeding food is a winner, brothers and sisters. That's one of the big ones. He says, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطُّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. He says, and they feed food to people even though they like the food themselves. But they feed the food to the miskeen, to the poor, to the yatim, to the orphan, and to the asir, to the prisoner. All the while saying to themselves, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. We're only feeding you for the sake of Allah. La nuridu minkum jaza'a. We don't want any reward from you. This is a mentality of giving, of selflessness. You want to get safety from the hellfire? This will do it. Inshallah ta'ala. La naridu minkum jazaa. We don't want any reward from you. Wala shukura. Nor thanks. See, when you learn how to give and be impervious to thanks or reciprocity, it doesn't figure into your giving. I'm not giving for you. I'm not giving. You know how people give sadaqah and anyone, what happened to my $3 sadaqah that I gave last two Fridays ago? What you do with the money? I gave $18.50. True giving for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is you give without regard to thanks, without regard to reciprocity, without regard for recompense. If you want to give for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or feed for Allah, the way you do it is when it leaves your hand, when it leaves your plate, you forget about it. You let it go. What happens to that? What food? What? Did I feed somebody yesterday? It's gone. You're not even saying, you know, I fed 20 people the other day. You're not even saying, be happy I fed you. Or, as some people do, be happy I fed you for the sake of Allah. That's just shaitan trying to take our actions. He says, La nuridu minkum jaza'a wa la shukura. Inna nukhafu min rabbina yawman abusan qamtawira. Verily, we fear from our Lord yawman abusan qamtawira, that sad, terrible day. So their feeding is motivated by that. Our fear. We're not feeding you because of you. I'm feeding you because I'm concerned about that day. That terrible day. So what does Allah do when a person takes that approach? This is when the assurance kick in. Watch how I kick in. فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ وَلَقَاهُمْ نَذْرَةً وَسُرُورًا وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا مُتَّكِئِينَ فِيهَا عَلَى أَرَائِكِ لَا يَرَوْنَ فِيهَا شَمْسًا وَلَا زَمْحَرِيرًا. So Allah says, when they say that, they feed the food, right? I don't want no reward. I don't want no thanks. Got nothing to do with you. I'm only feeding you because I fear Allah. I fear that day. So what does Allah do? Because this is, see, that's the dividend. That's your insurance premium. See, the insurance is there, but you got to pay the premium. When you feed for the sake of Allah, when you do for the sake of Allah, when you raise your children for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're paying your premium on your hellfire insurance for later on. You feed the food for the sake of Allah. What does Allah say? فَوَقَاهُمُ اللَّهُ شَرَّ ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. And Allah shall save them from the evil of that day. وَلَقَاهُمْ نَذْرَةً وَسُرُورًا. And He will cause them to meet with nadra and surur. Nadra is one of my favorite words in the kitab. Is bliss. It's a look of bliss that appears on people's faces. There's a verse in the Quran where Allah says, "Ta'arifu fi wujuhihim nadrat an-na'im." You shall see on their faces nadrat an-na'im, the look of bliss. يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ. And they will be given drink from the sealed nectar. مِنْ رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ. Its seal is musk. SubhanAllah. So he says, he will cause them to meet with nadratan wa surura, happiness and a look of bliss. Wa jazahum bima sabaru. Here's another part. Of this is a big premium for hellfire insurance if you want to get some. It's patience. Wa jazahum bima sabaru jannatan wa harira. And he shall reward them by virtue of their patience, paradise, and silk. Muttaqina fiha 'ala al-ara'iki. I like when we'll talk about that. I can relate to this part right here. Muttaqina fiha 'ala al-ara'iki. Leaning back in the Jannah on couches. Now you telling me this ain't a chilly moment. Not sitting on the couch. He ain't say jalisina ala ara'iki. No, he could have said that. He said muttaqina. Muttaqi was somebody leaning like that. You're leaning on something. That's called muttaqi. In Arabic language, muttaqi means that you are leaning up on something else. You're leaning back. In the hadith of Abi Huraira, when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he talked about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Ukhbirukum bi akbar kaba'iri. Should I not tell you about the biggest of sins? He said, al-ishraqu billah, associating partners with Allah, wal-uququl walidain, and disobeying the parents. And Abu Huraira said, wa kana muttaqi an fajalas. And he was leaning back when he said the first two. Then he stood up. He sat up. And he said, for shahada to zur, false testimony. Brothers and sisters, this is what hellfire insurance is about. You do things while you are alive. You do things while you're alive to ensure that you're going to be protected. That Allah will protect you by His promise, by His wa'd, when the time comes. And there's no shade except His shade. There's another hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. He says, Sab'un, one of my favorite hadith. I think all the hadith are my favorite hadith. It's my favorite hadith. It's my favorite hadith. It's my favorite. It's my... He says, Sab'un. يَذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّهُ. He says, the seven people whom Allah will shade in His shade on the day when there's no shade except His shade. That sounds like a winner right there. Like, what's Yarrah? Rasulullah, what? What are you at? Show me. Tell us. He said, Al-Imam, he says, Al-Imamu Adil. Imamun Adilun. An Imam who's just. Because imams have responsibilities to be fair, to be just, to tell the truth when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why every imam can't be everybody's buddy. Try to be, but you gotta tell it like it is. That's the one. Two, he says, waladun nasha'a bi'ibadatillah. He says, a youth who grows up in the atmosphere of worship of Allah. Now, why is that? Because, brothers and sisters, when you raise your children, that's why I cannot emphasize enough of bringing your children to the masjid. If you got little kids, put them in the weekend school. Bring them around Muslims. Bring them around ibadah. Let them see people worshiping. Let your child remember when he becomes a grown man, grown woman. I remember being at the masjid, tripping over somebody making such a step. You don't know what type of angels will start to attach to them at a young age. You have no idea. It works. He says, "Waladun nasha'a bi'ibadatillah." Three, now all these people, he's saying, these people will all be under the shade of Allah on the day when there's no shade except his shade. And that is a type of insurance from the hellfire. He says, waladun nasha' bi ibadatillah. Then he said, rajulun qalbuhu mu'allaqun bil masajid. A man whose heart is connected to the masajid. Some people love masajid so much, like, I can't get enough of a masajid. I like to be in them, be around them, be by them, see one, a masajid. Where you going, masajid? Where you headed? Masajid. Where you taking my kids, masajid? Where was you at, masajid? Why are you so late, masajid? Where you taking them food, masajid? What you doing with the extra 25, masajid? Where you going Saturday, masjid? What about Sunday, masjid? Where you taking my kids early in the morning on Sunday, masjid? It's Tuesday, where you got, masjid? Where'd you learn that, masjid? Well, that's a person whose heart is attached to the masjid. And the Prophet said, if you do that, then you will be in the shade of Allah on a day when there's no shade except his shade, meaning that there's no shade except his shade, but you're going to be one of his shades. That's kind of good. That's kind of good situation. Then he said, two men, tahabba fillah, istama'a alayhi wa tafarraqa alayhi. Two men, it could be two women, who love each other for the sake of Allah. Their coming together is based upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his sake, and their separation is based on his sake. Their association is based upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love you for the sake of Allah. That means you persevere with that individual for the sake of Allah. You guard their reputation for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your loyalty is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said, وَرَجُلٌ دَعَتْهُ إِمْرَأَةٌ ذَاتَ مَنْصِبٍ. وَجَمَالٌ. He says, a man who is invited, called by a woman to commit fornication. And she has beauty, she's from a good status, and he says, inni akhafullah. That puts you in the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he said, a man who spends in sadaqah and his left hand doesn't know what his right hand is spending. Now, what does the Prophet mean by that? You know, people spend sadaqah. We try to count. It's funny, we'll go in Walmart, we'll spend all this money and don't count. It's just, well, how much I have to spend? MashaAllah. But then it becomes a sadaqah, it gotta be real specific. I need my receipt, because I gave, you know. I mean, I'm not saying don't get receipts, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, but I'm just saying the mentality, you gotta understand how Iblis is playing the game, man. He messes with the mind. He messes with the mind more than anything else. The thinking of people, of us thinking, even spending habits, you know. People will go, the bank will hit them for $35 extra because the check was this close to, oh, it bounced, $35, another $35. You're still banking with the bank. No one ain't cheating us, but we're still committed. Let a masjid not do, put the dot next to the O sometimes. Oh man, stuff along these. I ain't spending no sadaqah no more. I'm not gonna spend that $12 ever again. Just a way of thinking. We said a man who spends in sadaqah and his right in his left hand doesn't know what his right hand is spending, meaning that he spends in a way where he's not keeping track of his sadaqat like that. He lets it go. This is sadaqah is going. Bye. Salaam alaikum. Aisha used to put perfume on her sadaqat. And they ask her, why do you put perfume on your sadaqat? O mother of the believers, why do you do that? She said, because when Allah gets it, I want it to smell good, have a good smell to it. And then the last one of the six, of the seven one he mentioned, this hadith, he said, this is not the only type of hellfire insurance. Like I said, there's a lot of different ways. But everyone should try to find, this is my advice, 2, 3, 4, 5 different brands that you carrying with you at any given time. So as a Muslim, you are packing 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 different types of hellfire insurance. You doing that? He said insurance for that. You're doing this over here, insurance for that. You got your kids in the masjid, insurance for that. Maybe your son, your daughter, memorizing Quran, there's some insurance attached to that. Maybe you're taking care of an orphan, there's some insurance attached for that. The Prophet said, Ana wa kafil yateem kahatani fi jannah. Me and the person that cares for an orphan are like this in paradise. Maybe you're feeding some food every Tuesday, there's insurance for that. The last one in this hadith, he said, وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَا. He said, a man who thinks of Allah while he is by himself. I mean, nobody's watching you now. You're by yourself, but you're thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you start to cry. Your tears are coming from your eyes because of your thinking of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're by yourself. These seven people, Allah saves from the hellfire. He shades them in his shade on a day when there's no shade except his shade. So my brothers and sisters, my advice is for us all, having taqwa of Allah, but get yourself some hellfire insurance. Find one way or another. I always say that work out your plan with Allah right now, before the day comes, but if you don't have a next day. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب واستغفروا إنه هو غفور رحيم ربنا غفور. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منا والأموات وألف بين قلوبنا واجعل في قلوبنا الإيمان والحكمة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ونصلي ونسلم ونبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل وإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله عظيما يذكركم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيم الصلاة يرحمكم الله.